As you drive into Saugatuck, you will see that it is a very busy place. What I think you might want to do is find some place to park. But first, here's Kit Lane to tell you more about this amazing town.
Saugatuck was settled about 20 years earlier than Douglas. 1830, the first settler arrived. It was William G. Butler, originally from Connecticut, with his wife Mary and their two children. They came here to trade with the Indians, but also to found a settlement. He interested some area investors in a town which he called Newark, and they platted the village of Kalamazoo. Why so many names? We have no idea. In all of his early letters, Butler calls it Newark. When the plat was made, it was called Kalamazoo. It remained Kalamazoo for a while, but in 1836, another village called Bronson changed its name to Kalamazoo. And for a while, there were two Kalamazoos. There was Kalamazoo County. There was Kalamazoo-Allegan County. Finally, the Allegan County town began being called by the name of the township, which was Newark. However, in 1868, when it incorporated, it decided to use the name Saugatuck, a name which had been applied to the post office earlier than that even. Saugatuck is an Indian word meaning on a lake near the mouth of a river. Saug is the Algonquin word for river. Tuck is the Algonquin word for lake, as in Nantucket and other Indian words. And ah means nearby. There's often been a lot of question as to whether Saugatuck was named by our local Indians or by the Indians that lived around Saugatuck, Connecticut. I've asked a couple of language experts about this, and they say that it's impossible to tell because they all spoke the same language, and the river and lake configuration in both areas is absolutely the same. There was a third town that shows on many earlier maps, a town called Singapore. In front of the Saugatuck City Hall, you will see a commemorative marker for Singapore. It's located near the mouth of the river, and it's inaccessible by land right now. You have to take a boat to get out there. It was founded in 1836, not long after Saugatuck was, as a lumber milling town by investors from New York. Singapore became more famous as a bank. In 1836, they founded the Bank of Singapore, and they printed up some really fancy money. The problem with the fancy money is that it wasn't backed by nearly as much gold as it was supposed to be. The bank inspector would come around every 3 months, and he would look at your collection of gold in your vaults and see that it was enough to back 30% of your currency. The truth was that almost none of the banks had that amount of gold, and when they knew that the bank inspector was coming, they would pour all their gold in a single bank. So the bank inspector would come to the first bank, and he would look at the gold, and it would be enough, and then he would go out the front door, and the gold would go out the back door, and he would meet it again at the second bank. The legend of Singapore, perhaps true, perhaps a little embellished, is that one day, after he had inspected the bank of gold at Allegan, and he went out the front door by horseback, and the gold went out the back door and was to be paddled up the river by an Indian to get to Singapore before he did. The canoe was upset, the gold landed in the river, and the Indian paddled frantically on to Singapore and told the story. There, the blacksmith devised a special hook that would drag the river bottom and bring up the gold. In the meantime, the bank inspector was invited to a party at the barely budding town of Richmond in his honor at a brand new tavern. The bank people finally managed to recover the gold. They sent word to New Richmond to stop the party, probably rather abruptly. And the bank inspector went on to Singapore and inspected the gold. But you know, he must have wondered why it was a little damp. As early as 1870, there were resorters in Saugatuck, people who came to escape the heat and the smoke of the cities. In 1909, they built a large red dance pavilion, said to be the second largest in the United States. that became a very important part of social life in Saugatuck. There were dances there, the kind where you had to pay per dance. Your fella bought you a string of 10 tickets, and you could dance as long as the orchestra kept playing, and when the orchestra stopped, you had to go off and pay another ticket to get back onto the dance floor. The stories of those that were there were that when it was crowded, they were awful short dances. Later, in early movie theater, as early as 1912, when Saugatuck got electricity, was built at the back of the dance hall. And this movie theater was later unique because it changed its movie every single day. The manager once said, if somebody came for a vacation and they were only here 3 days, he had to give them 3 different movies to look at, or he lost a lot of their business. Some of the movies were first run, some of the movies were not quite so. The entire building burned in a magnificent fire on May 6, 1960. There was a great fear that when the pavilion burned, that the rest of the town would go with it. But the wind was blowing in the right direction, and instead of sending the fire through town, it sent it across the river, where there was a cottage that burned. In fact, they let school out that day, and they sent most of the high school kids around the river by school bus to stamp out the fires that started in the dune from embers being blown across from the big pavilion. On the other side of the river, where those fires were, another claim to fame of Saugatuck, Mount Baldhead, one of the tallest sand dunes around. You'll see a white ball on top of Mount Baldhead, and many people ask, what on earth is that? After the Korean War, there was a great fear that the Russians would attack the United States by plane coming over the North Pole. So they set up a line of radar called the Distant Early Warning System, or the DEW system, to detect these planes coming in from the north. That's an old radar installation that was actually manned by the Air Force for about 6 years. The radar is still inside the dome, but it doesn't work anymore. It is not the local joke, a golf ball for the Jolly Green Giant.
There is a walking tour available, so enjoy walking around this historic town. My guess is that after you do, you'll want to come back. If you're ready to move on, check your tour route map for the next site, and I'll run on ahead to meet you there.